This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
The following program is rated PG. Please be advised that what you're about to hear may contain mature themes, mild uses of bad language, and some instances of violence which may be unsuitable for younger listeners. Parental guidance is suggested.
All better audio. We're not just good. We're all better.
Attention! This is a production from the 4077. Making audio sound all better. That is all.
Sexagonal Phrase. Written and produced by Victor Aurelius. For the 4077th and all better audio. Episode 1. Never piss off your boss.
Near the everyone knows of that wholly remarkable guide to the galaxy. But it is not the only publication that has writers traveling space, getting into adventures and, upsetting their editors. One such reporter is having a particularly bad day. His editor at a Playbeing magazine had spent the better part of an hour arguing with her employee over his salary, his work ethic, his expense account, and his probable dismissal. His rebuttal ended like this.
And another thing!
Send in the next one, please.
Yes, Miss Columbus.
Earth, California, January 19th, 1967. It's Thursday. Typical.
Am I?
Are you okay, man?
Yeah, I'm fine. Wow. What a hoopy ride. I dig the color. Red, my favorite. I bet she really flies. What is she?
Ford Futura 67. Fresh off the lot this afternoon.
Come on, let's go.
I gotta go. You sure you're okay?
Yeah.
Is that a good name?
Ford Futura? Nah. Ford is a stupid name. Who'd want to be called that every day? Have you figured out what planet we're on yet?
Western spiral arm, populated by humanoids, so you fit right in. It's called the Earth.
The Earth? Where the photon is that?
Somewhere in the plural sector. That's not good. You really pissed her off to be sent this far from civilization. Technologically, it's not even on level 4. They split the atom, but that's as far as they've got. And their spacecrafts are laughable. Oh, don't get me started on their computers. Digital watches haven't even been.
Watto, you'd better fade out. This planet is not ready for you. Sharp's bar. Now that's what I need. I'm freezing.
Red alert. What is it? Cessus 3 has been destroyed.
Hi, welcome to Sharp's Bar. My name is Lucy. Lucy Sharp. Can I get you a drink? Well, okay, that was stupid of me. Why else would you be in a bar?
Yeah, anything you have will be fine.
You're soaking wet. Let me get you a towel.
You need an earthling. I saw a Texaco outside, and a radio broadcast TV mentioning someone named Albert Salvo. That might not be Google.
Just scan the bar. Make it quick.
Scanning bottles? Valentine? Schlitz? Jack Daniels? A Bond?
Here you go. I'll get you a drink on the house.
Much appreciated. Nice place you have here. Very quiet.
Yeah, it's empty like this most nights. I don't know why I bother keeping it open. I guess just out of habit, I suppose. I just sit here night after night watching TV.
Thank you again for the towel. And the drink. My name is Bud. Bud Daniels.
Nice to meet you, Bud. So, did you plan to jump into the ocean fully clothed?
No. My boss, she got mad at me and threw me off her boat. Luckily, I didn't have to swim very far.
Your boss is a woman. That's great. Not great that she tossed you into the ocean. I mean, it's tough for women to be in a position of authority. What kind of work do you do?
It's a magazine. I'm one of the traveling reporters. Playbeing.
Like Playboy?
Yes, but it's new. Really out there.
Drink up. Don't be shy. My father told me to be friendly to anyone who comes through that door.
Where is your father?
Oh, he died a few years back.
I'm sorry.
He left me this bar. My mother ran off when I was 16. We barely talked to each other. A phone call here and there. I heard from her on my 21st birthday. Then a few weeks later, my dad... That was 6 years ago.
Maybe we can talk about something else.
Ooh, do you like Star Trek? I'm a huge fan. Revulsion to reptiles. I must fight to remember that. I've always wanted to be a writer. I started writing several novels after high school. Science fiction, adventure, time travel, space travel, aliens, all that stuff. I've just always been fascinated with it since I could remember. My dad used to tell me bedtime stories about space and aliens, rocket ships. I guess that's why it's always in my head. And sitting here alone, I've had the time to write again.
So I guess you wouldn't be surprised if an alien walked into your bar? What would you do?
Same as we're doing now. I'd pour him a drink. We'd sit and talk and... I hope that wasn't out of line. I figured you weren't a prude.
No. Far from it.
Please, tell me you're an alien.
What?
I know it sounds kinky, but I've always fantasized about making love to a man from outer space.
Really? So, if I told you I was not from Earth, that I was born on the fourth planet from the star Bellatrix, you wouldn't be shocked?
No. Go on, tell me more.
I work for Playbeing Magazine out of Ursa Minor. My boss is Eccentrica Galumbus, better known as the triple-breasted whore of Eroticon 6. My job is to tell readers who and what not to engage with sexually, unless they want to find they're missing the family jewels or contracted a disease which will wipe out a planet's population in less than 20 minutes.
Yeah. Tell me more. Tell me more about how aliens make love.
I know of this planet near the central core of the galaxy where it takes three to have any chance at an orgasm. And there are species who only mate while airborne in the upper atmospheres of gas giants while they plummet toward the molten core. And I know of a planet that twice a day, everyone stops what they're doing and pleasures themselves, or any of their species who's up for some fun.
Oh, that's hot. Tell me about you. I want to know everything about you, Mr. Alien.
Most of the galaxy is pretty open-minded sexually, so I define myself as gender fluid and also species fluid. I dated a nice hulavu guy for about 6 months while in college.
What's a hulavu?
Hulavus are super intelligent shades of the color blue. Males and females are indistinguishable from one another, so I suppose that doesn't count. He was too moody and he was way too smart. It was just experimentation. I got married once, right out of college. Her name was Greliton Zebus Clacku Defonis. She was a Zelotronian, a reptilian race from the seventh moon of a planet called Flod in the Lali Decon system.
Sort of like this?
Wait for me. I shall be merciful.
Yeah! Looks a bit like my ex-wife. Sounds a lot like her, too. We divorced after 2 years. She took custody of the eggs. She sent me a holovid of them hatching. It was pretty disturbing.
Maybe we can take this upstairs. I have an apartment up there. Hold on while I close up the bar. Nobody will miss it. Follow me.
Meanwhile, in Ziggy's den of iniquity... So, what brings you gentlemen to Joltras 3?
I heard that you're the man who could get us in contact with a certain young salvage ship operator. Goes by the initials of Zeeb.
We don't use names. Not even initials. I know who you mean.
Can you deliver? We need to get in and out with a ship before anyone knows it's missing.
He's fast and reliable. He'll get you to the dock. You disable the docking clamps.
Oh, I can do that in under 15 seconds.
That's good. Then he'll tractor beam your new vehicle into the cargo hold. Then he'll take you wherever you want to go.
Achilles Minor.
We'll take it from there. So, when do we meet this pilot?
You won't be meeting him. He prefers to play it safe. Keeps his identity on the down low. You just pay me. And then board the ship at docking port 42. Go into the cargo hold and strap yourselves in. Everything is planned to the second, so don't waste his time.
Here's the payment.
Aren't you gonna tell me?
Gentlemen, I trust you. If you screwed me over, I just tell the pilot to purge the cargo bay's atmosphere.
Oh, my God. That was amazing. It's been too long since...
What's that?
What? They don't have this where you come from?
Oh, yeah, it has a lot of different names. The best I ever had was a pink Voustufalian hybrid. It actually grows wild on the slopes of the mountains there. It's actually shaped just like this, too. Right on the vine. You pick it and smoke it. Pretty handy if you need to be mellow in a hurry.
You're funny.
You're beautiful. I thought I'd just say that. I hope it's okay.
You're not bad yourself. It was really sweet that you made up all those stories for me. It meant a lot.
Lucy, I want to tell you something.
Hold on, let me get that. Hello?
Lucy, just listen. It's important.
Mom, what do you want? It's been years.
It's your father. He's not dead.
Are you playing head games with me again? I don't need this.
No, it's true. He told me many years ago that if someone came looking for him, that I was to call you and tell you to go into the basement of the bar and look behind the wine shelf. You'll find that it's hinged like a door. Inside, you will find that I am telling you the truth.
I don't know what you're trying to prove, but okay, I'll go look.
And Lucy, be careful. Remember that your father and I both love you very much.
Goodbye. We need to get dressed. That was my mother. She told me... It's ridiculous. Just get dressed and follow me.
There's the wine shelf.
It doesn't budge. Come on, let's go upstairs.
Hold on. There's a catch here on the side. And...
there is a room behind it. What is this stuff?
Lucy, look. There's a note on the table next to that holoprojector.
What? Peanut. I recorded a message for you. Press the button on the device next to the letter. Love, Dad.
Do you want to see the message?
You know I do.
Then just press the button.
Hi, Peanut. I'm sorry that I had to leave you. But if I didn't, you would have been in danger. If you're viewing this, then your mother contacted you. I've been on the run from some very dangerous and powerful people. I guess by now you realize that the devices in this room are not from current Earth technology. Truth is, I'm not from Earth. I found my way here by accident. It was so far out of the way that I knew it would be nearly impossible for me to be found. I spent 25 years building the things in this room. It took me forever to find the parts that would work. What you're viewing is a hollow projector. Behind you is a transmat chamber. That one took the longest, but it allowed me to meet your mother, fall in love, and then you were born. I'm so proud of you. Watching you grow up, so inquisitive. But I knew that one day I would need to escape so that you would be safe. Unfortunately, now means that you are in danger. You need to use the transmat. It will take you to the closest habitable planet around Alpha Centauri B. Then you can get transport to any destination you want. You were always dreaming of traveling to the stars. Now you can. To use the transmat, simply do.
What was that?
Sounded like a kilozap ray. You better get out of here.
What? What are you talking about?
There's no time to explain. It's a good thing that the transmat is self-powered.
No, I have to see what's happening in the bar.
Lucy, there isn't time.
What the hell is that?
Come here, my little one. I will make this quick, but not painless.
It looks like a giant red praying mantis.
That's what she is. Her name is Ictharia. She's one of the most deadly bounty hunters in the galaxy. She mates with the victims that bites their head off. Come on, back to the transmat. She won't fit through the door. We should be safe until the transmat sends us away from here. Step inside the chamber and make room for me. It wasn't designed for two.
Foolish humans!
blast through the wall like it wasn't there.
Phase shifting device on her belt. I forgot you could do that. Here we go.
In the tech dome on Achilles Minor, orbiting the white giant Canopus.
I didn't have much time, but I think the ship is ready to test.
Thanks, Gargano. We got lucky stealing this ship. It fought us the entire way to the tech station, but it was worth it.
Yeah, I didn't think we'd make it. Press this control and you can command override the ship's loyalty circuits. Give it a name, and it'll respond to your voice.
Ship, I am your new owner. My name is Guana Voslo, but I also go by an Earth name, Guy Sharp. Your name is Stiletto. Are you functioning?
I'm functioning, but may I ask why you named me after a lady's shoe?
You're named after my favorite weapon, Stiletto Daggers. Why do you think I call myself Sharp?
Maybe you are a fashionable dresser. Who am I to judge? Several heavily armed life forms are outside the tech dome. They are wiring an explosive to the entrance.
I think we'd better get out of here.
Shields up. Let's go right to them when they open the gate.
Port side engines are out of alignment. Shall I recalibrate?
Yes, recalibrate now. Hold on.
Stop firing! He's already out of the atmosphere. Who set the explosives?
It was Quasnell, Captain.
Where is he?
On the front of that ship, sir. He splattered like a bug on a windshield.
Good. I will not tolerate sloppy work. I would have shot him. The rest of you go back to the ship. I want each of you to fan out across this sector and look for Sharp. Or Voslo, or whatever he calls himself. I want him alive, so that he can experience every pain imaginable.
Hey, Captain! The ship is locked!
Sir... These mercenaries lost him again. He was hiding on Achilles Minor.
You told me that you and your mercenaries would succeed where others have failed me in the past. I have been after this man for 30 years. 30 years! Every time someone finds him, he miraculously escapes. Poof! No man is that lucky.
Oh, no, sir. I have hired more mercenaries. He can't be far from here. There are 100 ships combing the sector. We will catch it.
You'd better, or it's you who will be tortured. And you don't have the information I need, so it'll just be for fun. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir. We'll get him. What do you want?
The question is, what do you need? I have some information on the man you seek. As long as you have the money to pay for it.
That's not a problem. Let's talk of my ship. It's called the Emasculator. I think the name says it all, don't you?
Indeed I do, sir. Indeed I do.
There certainly was a lot to digest in this first episode. Where did Bob Daniels and Lucy Sharp end up? will Lucy be able to find her father in the vastness of the galaxy? Who is this mysterious figure who hired mercenaries to track down her father, and why? All I can tell you is it only gets more complicated and exciting in our next episode.
Sexagonal Phrase, Episode 1, Never Piss Off Your Boss, was written and produced by Victor Aurelius. It starred Jeff Niles as Watto, Ted Wenskis as Bud Daniels, also known as Sexagonal Phrase, Julia Eve as Eccentrica Columbus, Rachel Rumler as the girl in the car, Deborah Adams as Lucy Sharp, Victor Aurelius as Tokum and the Secretary, Carrie Michael Ayers as Guy Sharp, also known as Gun of Oslo, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Cregano, Elise Krawick as Lucy's mother, Shannon Lowry as Ictharia, C. Wayne Owens as Stiletto, Pete Lutz as Corpax Spawil, Gary Scales as Killer Joss, and Vince Staden as The Boss. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Sound design by Victor Aurelius. Copyright The 4077th and All Better Audio 2018.
Hello, Watto here again. Before episode 2 of Sexagonal Phrase premieres, you really must listen to the companion series Play Being Channel Presents, hosted by Eccentrica Galumbitz. Oh my! These companion episodes will give you more details on the series through sexy interviews with characters from Sexagonal Phrase. Oh, sounds like fun to me. Coming soon from the 4077 and All Better Audio.
Please note that this audio series is not intending to supersede or infringe upon any other existing copyright in relationship to The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation and its creator, Douglas Adams.
Visit our website at the4077th.blogspot.com.
This has been an All Better Audio production.
This production was stitched together by the 4077th, making audio sound all better.